recent months, contractors for the City of Boulder have been carefully dismantling the exterior portions of the former Boulder Community Health Hospital along Broadway in North Boulder. Back in 2015, Boulder bought the entire site of the former hospital and other related structures, now known as the Alpine Balsam site, to make way for redevelopment. That includes affordable housing and a municipal hub for city and other governmental services. So why is Boulder carefully dismantling the former hospital instead of doing typical swift demolition? Well, one reason is that Boulder is following its own ordinance. Emily Freeman, who oversees the city's requirements, explains more.
The city passed a deconstruction ordinance in July of 2020, and it covers both residential and commercial properties and requires that 75% or more by weight of that building be recycled, reused, or like go for organics management as well.
But a distinction for the Alpine Balsam site is that Boulder officials and the city's contractors are attempting to go beyond the requirements of the ordinance by prioritizing reuse.
It's landfill diversion and it's reuse.
That's Mike White, who works for the city's general contractor, Ameresco. Mike's role with Ameresco is to work with the city's zero waste team to measure all of the material from the former hospital that is getting diverted from the landfill.
All of the steel beams that you see, and all of the mortar and the brick and the concrete gets crushed to a construction grade level and fills the hole for future development of the site. So it will get compacted and reused.
Another purpose or added benefit of deconstruction and reuse is that it does not entirely waste the past carbon energy that went into creating a building in the first place. This means preserving the building's embodied energy or embodied carbon. Embodied carbon is generally defined as all the CO2 that gets emitted while making a building and its parts. As Boulder began the process, city officials had to decide what structures would get preserved, rehabbed, or deconstructed.
We only want to see deconstruction of that entire structure when that building has reached its end useful life.
Freeman, who is part of the city's circular economy team, also wears a hat as policy advisor to the Climate Initiatives Department. When it came to deciding the fate of the former hospital, city officials determined it would be a challenge to keep the structure entirely intact for new uses as it had 20 plus additions over the years. But before they could give the green light for the hospital's deconstruction, they first had to figure out another carbon challenge, the high amount of energy the empty building was using. Michelle Crane, chief architect with the city's facilities department and Boulder's project manager for the Alpine Balsam site, explains a bit more about that dilemma.
Even in a vacant state, because of the complexity of the building and just its sheer size, the energy bill just to run it vacant was nearly $1 million a year. And so we quickly wanted to minimize that and understand how we could turn mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems back to minimize that cost while at the same time not freezing pipes, so you can't just turn a building off.
After decommissioning the hospital's mechanical systems, the city and the contractors then started the deconstruction of the hospital's interior. As part of that process, they identified elements that could be directly reused for other projects. One of those was the hospital's ceiling tiles, which will be reused in a different building. The city then worked with local companies to recycle materials such as lighting fixtures, carpet squares, glass, cabinetry, doors, and plumbing fixtures. Mike White of Ameresco says deconstruction of the interior took a year and a half, further complicated by pandemic delays.
It's a slow process of doing room by room by room, ceiling tiles, right, floors, squares. So I segregated all the materials. As a matter of fact, the one material I haven't mentioned yet is what's called e-waste. So it's a lot of computer parts, computer boards. A lot of patient lights are run by little computer boards these days, so we separated all of that and went through a proper local e-waste recycler.
But although recycling is important, Boulder's Emily Freeman reminds us that direct reuse is the ultimate goal.
One of the unique things that we did is that we went out to auction on a lot of the mechanical equipment. And so your pumps and the pumps and sumps and large electrical equipment all went out to auction. And so we're able to sell that. So that is a direct reuse. And that was just part of us being able to tell our stories that we're dedicated to finding homes for all of these materials. You could have maybe sent those electrical equipment to scrap metal. But the best and highest order is reuse.
However, there's one prominent material they were not able to divert, and it held a lot of weight.
Like 97% of the building's interior by weight was drywall. And so you think of all the hallways and the offices. And so while we did a great job at reuse and recycling of interior things, that was still only 3% of the weight of the interior of the building.
The upside of the drywall obstacle was that it got Boulder officials thinking about new best practices, especially when it comes to designing buildings for future deconstruction.
We took that to kind of look and start having discussions about how many times does a city renovate, and can we look at other types of wall systems that might be more modular and would allow us to reuse those same walls instead of just continually sending something to the landfill.
There has been one big success story for this project, and that is the reuse of steel. Girders, I-beams, and other support elements will be used in future city projects, such as Boulder's new Fire Station 3. Alexis Vitel, a structural engineer with Golden Base KLNA that has been working with the city, says there's been industry support for the reuse of finished material, such as doors and windows, but far as structural material, it's pretty brand new to North America.
Oftentimes buildings just get demolished, and steel especially will get recycled. So that is a good thing. It can kind of infinitely be recycled as a material, but it's very rare to find projects that actually deconstruct and then directly reuse pieces.
As Boulder wraps up the deconstruction process, city officials and the city's contractors will generate informational reports and landfill diversion tallies. They estimate the diversion report will be ready this summer. In the meantime, as the waste diversion junkies await the results, Mike White of Amoresco expresses this optimism for the hospital's exterior materials.
I think we're going to hit 90% landfill diversion. It's going to be good.
For KGNU and the KGNU Follow the Waste series, I'm Stacey Johnson.